There are some new guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics involving donor breast milk. The guidelines say premature, high-risk infants should consume donated breast milk if a mother's own milk isn't available. They also warn against buying unscreened milk on the internet. The market for donor breast milk has been growing, and the milk can be very expensive. Karen Chakrajee of WXXI in Rochester, New York, reports.
This music-making toy elephant is making 18-month-old Lucia Rojas really happy. She smiles and bobs and dances next to her mom, which is kind of a miracle considering how sick she once was.
Right, you want to see it.
Lucia was born 3 months early. She weighed 1 pound, 9 ounces. Mary Sarah Rojas, her mom, says doctors told her, let's see if the baby makes it through the weekend.
I think everyone was, like, really terrified. Everyone thought she would die.
Lucia had 2 surgeries in the first 2 weeks of her life. Her digestive system was a mess. Mary Sarah pumped breast milk for months, but then her supply dwindled. So she turned to a donor milk bank in Boston.
There were no other options. I couldn't, you know, bounce from one formula to another and just try and see, oh, does she like this formula? Does she like that formula? I didn't have that as an option.
Every year in the U.S., about 55,000 babies are born prematurely and weigh under 3.5 pounds. Their digestive systems can't really process formula easily. They benefit from breast milk and its immune system-building properties. But not all moms produce milk or enough of it.
Oh, that's them. They're there.
The New York Milk Bank opened this summer in a suburb of New York City. It's small, spotless, and noisy. Several freezers throughout the main room hold breast milk in different stages of processing. Julie Boucher-Horowitz runs the nonprofit milk bank. She welcomes in one sleepy-looking customer, a new dad.
So what day of life is this? Is this the second day of life?
Michael Guinan is picking up milk for his newborn because his wife isn't producing any yet and the baby is losing weight.
Got down to about 5'11". 5 pounds, 11 ounces.
Nonprofit donor milk banks receive, screen, and pasteurize breast milk for moms who want to donate their extra milk. Those moms don't get paid. The bank then sells it to hospitals or families directly. For-profit milk banks have different protocols and price ranges.
Okay, so let's get the milk.
In 1980, there were 30 active nonprofit milk banks in the U.S. Then, between the lack of insurance coverage, formula campaigns, and concerns about HIV transmission, most of these milk banks closed. By 2000, there were only 5 left. But in the past 4 years, donor milk distribution has doubled from about 2 million to 4 million ounces. Nonprofit milk banks only charge for the processing of the milk and for administrative and overhead costs, not for the milk itself. Still, these 100 milliliter bottles are not cheap. Boucher-Horowitz loads 8 into a padded bag.
Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. One more.
The cost is $120. Depending on how much a family needs to purchase, this can quickly get pricey. Full-term babies consume 20 to 30 ounces a day. That can cost upwards of $80 a day.
People have always questioned the cost, but when you think about the potential benefits, the cost really isn't a major hurdle.
Dr. Jeffrey Myers runs the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, or NICU, at Strong Hospital in Rochester, where Lucia Rojas was a patient. It's the most advanced NICU in the region, but it doesn't routinely stock breast milk. Myers says that's because it's more expensive than formula and would need special staff.
We're oftentimes stuck using formula because we don't have another alternative.
Researchers have found that premature babies who can't get enough of their own mother's milk do better with donated milk than formula. They have shorter hospital stays, lower rates of infection, fewer surgeries. It costs less for everyone. But most insurance companies and hospitals do not pay for donated milk.
We wouldn't withhold an antibiotic from a patient who has an infection and we know that's the right antibiotic.
Myers estimates 75 to 100 infants a year in his NICU alone could benefit from donor milk. 5 states in Washington, D.C. currently require Medicaid to pay for it. A bill in New York State that would have required Medicaid coverage was recently vetoed.
We have 5 other freezers off-site full of milk.
Wow.
Back at the New York Milk Bank, Julie Boucher-Horowitz basks in the amount of milk they've received since opening their doors.
So do you have more milk than you know what to do with?
Well, that's a good question.
On this day, the bank has 7 freezers full of donated milk. Boucher Horowitz is letting hospitals know the bank is up and running. For now, most hospitals and patients nationwide are figuring out how and where to get the milk on their own terms with their own dollars. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Chakurjee.